Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, "Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?" Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, "Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history." Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, "Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?" And how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, "Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history." Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose, and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. So Frosty the Snowman was the life as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman, the sun was hot that day, so he said, "Let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away." Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, "Catch me if you can." He led them down the streets of town, right to the traffic car. He only bought the moment when he heard them all star. Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he learned goodbye, saying, "Don't you cry, I'll be back again someday." Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, where can Frosty go? Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow. Mm-hmm.